Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's called Piggyback.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 24 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me as always are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, let's jump straight to the business. Check out the show description. There's a link to our website, thebluepodcast.com, links to our social media, our email address, and there are a couple of links if you want to listen to the show ad-free. There's a link for Spotify, and there's another link for any other platform, and it's just $1 a month, ad-free, if that's your thing. We're going to jump into the shout-outs next. On Spotify, we have Bluey Nerd Girl, Phoebe, Polly Pockets, who says we're funny, Rainbow Rock says more Stella, Michaela, Gallus, June, who also likes Taylor Swift and says, hey, more parts from the Bluey episodes. Ada says her favorite restaurant in England is TGI Fridays and wonders what ours is. And I don't know. We'll have to think about that. Aaliyah, Alex, Extreme Bluey fan, Leela, Lena, who listens with their little brother, and we make them laugh, says more Stella and Amanda.
Thanks, Lena.
Draven, J-B-I-S-A-I-L-L. I want to say J-B-I sale, and that's what I'm going to start saying until you tell me what it really is. Eleanor, Jaden, who mentions the podcast Bluey's Brisbane. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Bluey's Brisbane. Yes, there is an excellent podcast called Bluey's Brisbane, and I have actually been talking to Justin from that podcast, and I may be a guest on that show sometime, but it is an excellent podcast. There's a lot of other cool Bluey podcasts out there. There's Two Bandits Watching Bluey, For Real Life, Gotta Be Done, Bluey's Brisbane, and some others. I should ask Sean to put that on our website for us. Melody, Leilani, the Reeves kids who like Henry's lessons because they're always so good.
Thank you.
Another Amelia who likes Stella the best. Cloudy, Lucy, Alice, Nicole, Connor, and is it Lele? It's L-E-L-E. Let me know. We also got some emails. We got an email from Sanaheen and Vahan. Sanaheen likes the girls the best, and Vahan likes the boys the best. And they sound pretty awesome. Thank you guys for emailing us. Zoe loves Stella and Henry, and her favorite episode is the grannies. Got an email from Aaron. And we also got a special email from Roz. Remember when Roz left us a review on Apple Podcasts? Well, Roz's mom sent us a voicemail from Roz.
Hi, I really like how you're doing the podcast. I really like it because I like how you put clips of the episode in. And my name is Roz, by the way. You might have heard me in other episodes, but I only messaged one time, and except it wasn't a voice message like this one. I love your podcast so much. I think it's the best one ever. Good luck with the next couple episodes that I hear about. Bye.
Roz, thank you so much for reaching out to us and sending us that message. It was so great to hear from you. Keep listening.
That was so sweet. Thank you, Roz.
That was really sweet. And guys, if you want to send us a voicemail, our email is right there in the show description. And you can also do it through Spotify, but I can't remember how. We also got some reviews on Apple Podcasts. Now listen, I want to give you a shout out, but the only thing I see is this username that is R4J2E14. They said that people sometimes make fun of them for liking Bluey, but they don't care. And they asked about our top three episodes. But we don't have time to get into that right now, but one of these days we will. Colin has listened to every one of our episodes and likes to play Mario and Sonic.
Wow.
You like those games, don't you, dude?
Yes.
Yeah. Henry is the Mario master right now. We got a review from Lucy. Thank you, Lucy. We got a review from Sam from Asheville, North Carolina, who likes Henry and Eric. High fives from the dudes. Yeah. Ian is 12 and says Flatpak is his favorite episode ever. That is a good one. And now listen to this. Are you guys ready for this? Olivia went to a hockey game and they talked about Bluey and she saw Bluey at the hockey game.
No way.
Right?
That's so cool.
Isn't that neat? What would you think, Henry, if you went to a hockey game and saw Bluey?
I'll just be surprised. I'll be like excited.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat. Guys, thank you so much for the reviews. Thank you for the emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the comments on Spotify. You guys are the best. Don't you think so, Stella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, we just got done watching Piggyback.
Can I have a piggyback?
Nah, you can walk yourself. We're only going up to the river and back.
Oh, then that's too far.
Stella, could you tell us what was going on at the beginning of this episode?
They had just left the holiday house, and Bluey and Bingo were on their scooters while Bandit and Chili were both walking.
Right. And right away, we see what the episode is going to be about, and what is it, Stella?
Bingo's legs are tired, so she asked for a piggyback.
She just can't go on another step. Well, we see many things that test that theory. Henry, what's the very first thing that we see?
The very first thing we see is, isn't it the ice cream truck?
Yeah, exactly. And Bingo, who just is too tired to go on, musters up the strength and zooms off to the ice cream truck. But it turns out it's closed.
Oh, it's closed. Aww.
If it helps, I wouldn't have bought you one anyway.
Dad!
Henry, does that sound like the kind of thing I would say to you?
It depends. I'd say yes.
Yeah, I hear Bandit say these things and think, oof, that sounds exactly like me.
It depends, Father. It depends.
Amanda, how far does Bandit tell Bingo she needs to make it?
She needs to make it to at least the river.
Exactly. And then he says he'll give her a piggyback ride when her legs really can't go on anymore. But what's the very next thing that happens, Amanda?
The girls decide to have a race on their scooters, and Dad is going to be the finish line. And at first, Bingo doesn't want to race because she said Bluey always wins, but Mom said she'll help her out and give her a turbo boost.
She goes zooming right along, too. And it looks like they're getting close to the finish line. But Stella, what happens?
Bandit starts running backwards.
Yeah, the finish line keeps getting further away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the girls managed to keep going. Who do you think won that race?
Bluey.
I don't know. It kind of looked like a tie to me.
It looked like a tie to me, too.
No, I'd say Bluey still, like, crossed it first.
You're just saying that because you're the oldest in this family.
No,
yeah, I think that's
not
what it is. The oldest kids are trying to stick together here.
No, it's like she was further ahead of Bingo when they both stopped. And she was further ahead when she first got to the finish line.
Bingo swears she can't walk another step. But then they see a line of something. Amanda, what is it?
Itchity grubs.
Itchity grubs, that's right. Now, the closed caption said witchity grubs. but itchity grubs. And they're just little caterpillar-looking things, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
And there's a whole line of them. And suddenly, danger approaches for the itchity grubs. Henry, what's going on?
What's going on is that there's a mother pushing her baby in a stroller, and the stroller is heading towards the line.
But what does that mom do?
So Bingo tells her, and then she lifts up the wheels for when those wheels are about to hit the line.
And she just keeps on going.
Yep.
But Stella, something else happens during that. What is it?
The baby drops the pacifier.
Right on the ground. And Chili asks Bingo to take it back. Is Bingo able to do it?
Yeah.
Were her legs bothering her?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
What makes you think that?
Because she immediately ran back to give it to her and didn't have any problems.
That's right. Starting to see a pretty decent theme developing here. Banda asks Bingo to go pick up something. Amanda, what is it?
Some pine cones. He said he wanted to give Chili some.
Did Bingo have any problems going after him?
Not at all. She ran right over and grabbed them up and ran them back to give to Dad.
This sounds a bit familiar to me. Does this sound familiar to you, Amanda?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, what we see up ahead is Bluey wailing on this tree with a stick for some reason. And Bingo joins in on her. She's got plenty of strength and energy for that. And they giggle after her stick breaks. But then they saw something and Bingo chases it. What is it, Henry?
What they saw was a bin chicken.
What is the actual name of that type of bird?
An ibis.
Yeah, and the boy, those girls chase him away. They get up ahead a little bit, and they decide to do something that is one of your favorite games ever, Henry, and what is that?
They hide behind this, like, power box thing, I guess?
Yeah, that's what it looked like it could have been an electrical transformer or maybe like a phone line junction point. But yes, very good.
They hide behind it and then they wait for Mom and Dad to get to the other side of it and then they jump out and then scare them.
Henry, you like to do that to us, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, he is kind of a ninja at that and has startled me many a time.
Yeah, he has definitely scared me many, many times in the dark.
Yeah. Sometimes it's funny. Other times, maybe not as much. But you know what? It's all in good fun. Bingo keeps saying she's tired, but Chili comes up with another game to play to keep her moving. And what is it, Stella?
They play chariots.
What does that look like?
So Chili is the horse, and the scooter is the chariot that Bingo's sitting in.
And Chili is pulling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, suddenly, they're involved in a race. And tired Bingo decides she needs to help. Stella, did it look like Bingo was having trouble finding the energy to help make the chariot go?
No.
Stella, I need to ask you a question. Have you ever done this sort of thing when you were little, especially when you swore you were too tired to go on until you saw something you wanted and then miraculously found the strength to continue?
No.
That's secretly a yes.
Never? You never did that?
Bandit tells Bingo that he doesn't want her to miss out on the fun stuff. Bluey sees something she wants to race Dad to. What was it, Stella?
A bubbler.
Now, what is that?
A water fountain.
Yes, very nice. Clap, clap, clap. Bingo keeps giving him the false start.
Okay, Bingo, can you say ready, set, go?
Yeah! Ready, set, go! Hey, I didn't say go, I said go!
Oh, Bingo!
Bingo!
Ready, set, go, Anna! Yeah! Hey, come back!
I said go.
I said go, Wanna.
Oh, not again.
I said go.
I want to say something right here. Usually it's Bandit doing things that reminds me of me, but that ready, set, goat is just the sort of thing that I find to be top shelf humor. And I noticed that nobody else laughed nearly as much as I did on there. Do you guys get tired of it when I do stuff like that?
I'm waiting for Stella to answer first. I don't know. I'm waiting for you to answer.
You answer first.
I don't know if that like answer. Yes, no, maybe so.
For me, it depends on what you do, but it's a mix of both because it depends.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to take that as an answer. Chili notices the pattern that's developed.
Bingo.
I need a piggyback.
You know what I've noticed?
What have you noticed?
I've noticed that your legs don't get as tired when you're having fun.
Ooh. Can I notice that too?
Sure can.
I thought it was really cool how Bingo decided that she wanted to notice that too, to help her go ahead and have the strength to continue on and go. She wants to notice that when she's having fun, she doesn't seem as tired. And what do they play, Henry?
Gingerbread Man.
And man, oh man, suddenly she is all full of pep. And they race all the way down to the end, don't they, Henry?
Yep.
Wasn't that the spot where Bingo was originally planning on getting a piggyback on the way back?
Yes.
Yeah, but did you notice anything about her face when she got there?
She seemed disappointed because she wanted to keep going.
Yeah, she went from she couldn't wait for it to be over. This sounds very familiar. To now, she wishes it hadn't ended. Did it seem like that to you, Stella?
Yeah.
What about you, Amanda?
Yes, it did.
Has that ever happened with our kids?
Gosh. Never?
Yeah, never.
Here's the perspective from a kid. Absolutely yes.
Okay. Well, Bingo decides she doesn't need a piggyback back. She takes off like she was shot out of a slingshot and heads back, still playing Gingerbread Man. And Bandit mentioned he was planning on giving her a piggyback. But Amanda, what happens?
Well, since he's not going to give Bingo a piggyback ride, Mom decides, hey, you can give me a piggyback ride back.
Yeah, Chili took him up on that, didn't she?
Well, I would too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would give you a piggyback ride if you ever needed one.
I know you would.
Yeah. And that was the episode. Henry, did we miss anything?
No.
Well, you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Henry, could you tell us what were we supposed to learn today?
What we are supposed to learn today is that when you're having more fun, you're more active and excited. But when you're not having fun and you're just bored, it's not really fun at all. It's just boring and you're not really active. And I think the lesson here is that you're supposed to be active more to have fun more. But if you're not active, then you won't really have that much fun.
Okay. Stella, do you have anything to add to that?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Okay.
Because, like, whenever Bingo gets to the end by the lake, she seems disappointed that it's already over and that, like, she's like, oh, why? That went by so fast. So I want to do that again.
Yeah.
Because she felt like it wasn't that long.
What about you, Amanda?
I agree with both of the kids. They both said really good things. And yeah, I think time does fly by faster when you're having fun.
Those are some pretty good answers. But
you see, kids, the lesson is...
The lesson here is that when you focus on being tired and, oh, my legs are sore and the negative aspect of things, it's very easy to fall into that and let that dictate the situation. But when there's something else that you focus on that's fun, for example, you're able to put those small inconveniences aside and find the strength to go and do these things because you've shifted your thinking from, I don't want to do this, to, oh my gosh, this is the best day ever. And that was the only difference between Bingo feeling like she had energy and feeling like she had no energy was her attitude about it. And the real lesson here is that we get to decide what our attitude is, right? Like, for example, before we come down here to record, we all decide ahead of time that we are going to have a blast doing our podcast together. And because we decide that, that's exactly what happens, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. We have fun with it.
See? So in this case, we learn a lesson from everybody here because the parents, in a very masterful stroke of excellent parenting, distract Bingo with things she's interested in to keep her moving. Bluey does the same thing, and then Bingo actually does it to herself as well. So again, we get to pick our attitude to situations. And I know for a fact that if I go into a situation with a good attitude, I end up having a lot more fun and it goes by much more quickly. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm quite wise.
Definitely.
Does anybody have any parting thoughts about the episode?
Yes. That it's a good one. It's basically showing how I work sometimes. Because sometimes I'm like, my feet are tired, but then like I get distracted by something and then I'm just super active and then it just keeps happening.
Yeah, that's like this, when it's Henry's homework. He's like, oh my gosh, my thumbs are too tired to hold this pencil. But wait, video game controller, suddenly I have the strongest thumbs in the world. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
What about you, Amanda?
I thought it was a cute episode, and I thought the ways that Bandit and Chili kept trying to keep Bingo active were creative. They did a really good job.
What about you, Stella?
I really liked this episode. I can relate to it a lot.
Yeah, we've definitely seen this play out in our family many a time. I love this one. I love when we get to see just like a slice of real life happening in the Healer household. It's so true to life. It's so real. It's very endearing to see episodes like that. This was a good one. Anyway, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.